The aim of Black Mental Matters is to tell experiences with honesty. Therefore, some discussions may trigger an adverse reaction. If a discussion is beginning to upset you, we advise that you please stop listening and talk to your support team.
Hello once again, it's Black Mental Matters, your boy Vince Bailey, Vince the Voice. I'm here, how are you? Hope everything's okay for you and yours, and welcome back once again. Episode number 52, can you believe it? And it's a good one, because I got a good man, Mr. Kerry Valentine, founder of a groundbreaking and successful champion, Your Inner Game System, high energy speaker, radio personality, author, mental game coach, relationship coach. I mean, he knows a lot of stuff, and see, I keep people like that around me, because they can help me get through my thing. So listen in, enjoy, soak it in, and then implement into your life. We're gonna change your inner game, how you deal with stuff. Yeah, it matters. Black Mental Matters. It's Black Mental Matters, Vince the Voice, and I'm telling you, I'm excited, but then I'm so calm and collected, because my guest today, this guy, just the sound of his voice calms me down, and then when you understand the type of person he is and what he's been doing to help the world, you'll feel a lot better yourself. He is a best-selling author, motivational speaker, relationship expert, as well as just a good guy, champion. Champion your inner game. Why let mental challenges hold you back? Let me stop and just introduce, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Kerry Valentine. How you doing, Kerry?
I am awesome, Vince. Aloha, and a pleasure to have you, or to be on your show here, and I'm very touched and honored, so thank you.
Well, this is a return to favor, because I'll just let you guys know, Kerry found me and a few months back, and I was so excited when I got a phone call from a friend that says, there's this guy from Hawaii on the radio show that wants to talk to you, wants to have you on his show. And as they say, the rest is history. I picked up the phone, and next thing you know, my life has changed 180 degrees. Now I'm a gazillionaire, and and I talk to people in Hawaii. how is Hawaii, by the way? Is it beautiful right now, Kerry?
It is, mm-hmm. Very grateful to be here every day. But there's beauty everywhere, Vince.
See, I'm already, aren't you feeling warm and fuzzy? Let's talk about it, Kerry. All right, so, looking at your stuff, I mean, it's so much there, but what just caught my eye was, if you take the word doubt and rearrange it, it's, what does it spell, man, when you take the word doubt, hold on.
It spells two words, T-O-B-U-D, to bud, to grow, to blossom. Mm. Essentially, Vince, is like most people that deal with doubts, and that's probably most of us, mm-hmm. if not all of us, and working with elite athletes and business people and musicians and creative folks, most have the understanding and thinking that doubt is there to harm or hurt them. And actually, the opposite is really the truth. Doubt is here to help us achieve our greatest potential. And, like Kobe Bryant would say, by far his most intense competitor was no one on the basketball court, was his own head. Right. And this is being a lifelong musician and performing around the world as well. It's so true from my own experience, because I feel I've been crippled by the doubts for so long. But then to turn it around and realize doubts are friends, it's a game changer. It changes everything about how you look at doubts and fears and anxiety. So I'm such a passionate proponent to acknowledge the challenges and be vulnerable and honest with the challenges that are going on, because once you have a system and tools to know how to address it, especially in the way I share with folks, your life changes. Like,
yes.
It does. You start to experience more joy, more success, more fulfillment in every area of your life.
And those are the things that are so valuable. And, you know, in a time such as this, and man, I mean, the stars just aligned to have you on at this particular time, because people have gone through and are going through so much between the pandemic, employment, education, of course, election. And what is really going on? And if you ever had any doubts, this would be a time when the doubts could be speaking very loudly. But then, as you say, Carrie, and I always look at things also in a very holistic way, and you know, even in business, I mean, there are those that are thriving during this time. They just say, hey, it is what it is, and I'm going to turn this thing into something special, and have. But within ourselves, which is where it all begins, we got to learn to recognize it. And so how do you even begin when that nagging thing is telling you, man, you're no good. You don't know what you're going to do. You're a slave to this, that, and the other, and you can't do this, that. Well, how do you quiet that voice, or what's the first step we need to take, Carrie?
Yeah, that's a great question, Vince. And what you're talking about, I think, is such on the pulse of so many people in the country and the world. And that first step is actually, I know this is going to sound crazy. It's okay. Going to sound counterintuitive, but it is to kind of get excited that you heard or felt that doubt in your body or in your mind.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Yes.
Are you serious? Say that one more time. I think we need to hear that one more time.
So when you hear, oh, that's a stupid business idea. When you hear, oh, like, you're not going to be able to take that creative idea to the world and make $1 million from it. When you hear, that's a silly song, or, you know, and any of that kind of aspect, or the person you're dating is really not that into you, or your love that you've been in a relationship for that so many years, you may hear, oh, your partner is not really into you as much as you've been feeling. All of those things, turn it inside out. So first step is get excited. Well, before that, get excited that you actually had heard that voice of that doubt, or you're feeling that heaviness of the doubt in your body. And what do I mean is, I didn't say you got to like it. I didn't say that's what you're hearing is true, or you go with that. But the key to think about, what if that voice that you heard of that doubt is actually trying to remind you of the opposite is true? Mm. How would you feel then? Like you hear the doubt, oh, that idea is, no one's going to really like that idea. It's not going to make $1 million of what you're wanting or whatever. And you turn it around and you go, oh, that's happening because it's trying to remind me, for me to believe in myself at this moment, for whatever the reason, to have more confidence, what I just heard is actually about to happen. Mm. So the other cool thing here, Vince, is that whatever your doubts are, they're trying to tell you you're onto something.
Yes.
So it's telling you, let's say that business idea that you hear doubts about.
Yes.
That's 100% sign you're on the right track.
Wow.
I know it sounds crazy, but that's from my research of dealing with so many people as well as my own self. Constantly, I see it to be true.
Man, there's a saying that folks, they'll go, let your haters be your motivators and things like that, which is the people that's telling you what you can't do, and then you end up showing them what you can do. It's the same thing inside your mind. That's what you're saying, Carrie. That's what you're saying.
Yes, it's this divine spark in us that is trying to get our attention, which it does for most of us. Like when we hear that doubt, we usually kind of spiral down and feel like, wah, wah.
Yeah.
Like we had such passion for whatever that idea was, right? But if you apply what I'm sharing, just try it out. See what you think. Turn it around. So you get excited. And then that next step would just be to accept that I just heard this doubt. You know, and say, is it possible that it's an opinion? Yeah, it's an opinion. It's not the only truth. Like, can you just embrace that you heard that quote unquote negative because it's trying for you to acknowledge in yourself, to kind of pump it up for more positive in yourself for whatever reason?
He's not just talking to either, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, over a decade, past decade, with Champion Your Inner Game, his peak performance system, assisted many business leaders, sales teams, real estate agents, pro golfers, world-class musicians, actors, singers, couples, all kinds of folks who point to their increased success and vitality in by incorporating what Kerry is talking about. That's the Champion Your Game, but it kind of all goes together, and that's the beautiful thing about this is that we're talking about improving your life. And that's why I'm so excited again to have you here today, Kerry, because you've really kind of dedicated your life to this. And by sharing with others, I just can't thank you enough, man. I know that there are many people walking around a whole lot better inside. And that's what Black Mental Matters is all about. It's not just clinical diagnoses and things. This is how you live your life and how you live your life to its fullest. So the doubts, sometimes they can run rampant in your mind and the self-defeating and stuff. And again, coming out of this time period with all this stuff, we're still in it, but we're going to get out of this deal. I mean, this funk that has been hovering over all of us during this. How long have we been locked up in the house? I don't know.
It seems like a decade. Right?
It seems like a decade. And I tell you what, if you get on the highway, everyone's zooming like they just got let out of a cage, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. But turning your doubts inside out, you get excited about it. That's the first thing. You say, oh man, I must be onto something. My mind keeps saying, why are you investing? Why are you going to that class? That's some bull you're doing right now. You need to get excited about it. Then what do you do, Kerry? Then what do you do?
Yeah. So again, getting excited, but the big part of that, Vince, is recognizing it.
Okay.
Because usually, right, like when that doubt happens, we just follow it like a zombie. So what I'm saying is to be able to question the doubts when they arrive, either, as I said, whether you hear it in your head or you feel it in your body, start questioning this showing up, and then therefore you can start going on a different track. You know, it's kind of like looking at, as neurons fire together, they wire together. So this process is actually transforming our neural net in our brain that we most of us, right, when the doubt comes up, it's like we go on the speedway train down the negative track. And it seems like that's the natural way. Like, it seems at that moment it's so much harder to put in the positive, to go to the positive. And if you're finding that is true, that's okay. Accept that part. And then, you know, for me, Frederick Douglass has come up a lot in the last few weeks regarding the vote and the voting and, you know, what, you know, he did in his life and his struggle to be a free person and help so many people. And I love some different quotes he known to share. Of one is like, if there is no struggle, there is no progress.
Yes.
And it's not that I want that. I don't wish that on any of us on any level in our lives. However, if it's showing up in our lives at whatever mental, physical, emotional, dealing with racial stuff in our country, we got to look at it and go, okay, what I can do to shift this, especially in my mind and my body.
I don't want to relive this whole election thing, but it has really taken people, their emotions, our livelihood, just everything. And that's, again, you know, why with you, I look at what you've done with, you know, you're really working to help people get out of their pain, fear, blame, doubt, worry, anxiety, depression, numbness, which all of this has been brought upon us lately, illness, and live a genuine happiness. I love that. Live a genuine happiness with a deep sense of love and purpose. It's powerful words, but if you take them and really, I mean, really look at those words and take them deep inside, it helps you so much in your day-to-day life, especially in your relationships as well. These concepts that you talk about with doubt, that also works in your relationships, whether it's your girlfriend, your wife, your kids, those kinds of things as well. Correct?
100%. And, you know, kind of going with that theme, Vince, is to realize that the challenges that are upon us personally, in our family history, this country, a lot of things, they're not pretty, okay? Let's call it like it is.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about denying things, but in alignment with what you're talking about, it is to look it squarely in its eye, in the challenges we're facing, and then say, what can I do about this in my own life and start taking responsibility. And we may or may not change what other people are feeling and doing and those actions, but we can certainly change how we respond to those. And in that sense, we'll begin to start shifting our lives. And, you know, it's kind of like, it's unfortunate because I've come through a lot of hell in my own life, you know, personally. And yet I'm so grateful for those challenges. Not that I wish it upon my, not that I really wanted it or wish it upon someone else. But however, on this plane of earth right now, in this time and existence, it seems that pain is a great messenger. Mm. Pain is the instigator for transformation. So it's we gotta look at that and call things as they are.
Yes.
You know, and then also as we do that, when we point the finger at someone, we realize, oh, three fingers are pointing back at me.
Mm.
So I gotta take responsibility as well.
That's right.
And you know, and make those changes. And you know, again, like I'm just I'm inspired by different folks and things and this critical, chaotic time right now. I really feel the roaring 20s of the 1920s are about to happen again in this decade. But boy, it doesn't look like it. It doesn't feel like it. But just think about it. What if we all get through our challenges right now in this year or next year or two and start making positive changes in our personal life, politically, and we get through this gunk? What kind of grand vision is waiting for us? And it's real. You can say, oh, Carrie, you're talking pie in the sky. And I'm going, yeah, I know I'm stretching. But to deal with this day to day, there's tangible things that we can do. And especially it comes down to our thoughts.
Yes.
And
yes.
Again, I'm inspired by, you know, in these times like James Baldwin, who shared like not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it's faced. So it's like, let's get real. Let's talk about the ugly stuff in our own life and in the world and everything that's going on and begin to transform our own self and with that intention that that's going to transform others. But we can't control that. We control ourselves.
Wow. And that's it makes the total sense. And I mean, it's the reason that you and I are on this podcast right now. From my listeners know, you know, there was a depression and suicide in my life. And because of that and being willing to embrace that and talk about that and try to help others with that, it has led me to places within myself and with others that I mean, you just can't put a price on. It's just been an amazing thing, and particularly again the stigma that comes around that. Now we are finding by talking to you here that we can deal with these things, that we can embrace our challenges and what is it? Turn that doubt inside out. I love it. Turn that doubt inside out. It's from your brother Vince. Do it.
And for sure. And again, it's like recognize, like, this is a grand moment for ourselves. If not now, when? You know, like kind of that same old doubt comes up, whatever it is, whether it's about yourself, about your looks, relationship, money, success, ideas, your athletic pursuits. And what if you looked at it today, started today, that doubt, that whatever has, because most of us have repeating patterns, right? And they usually kind of come from our childhood. That's, you know, our childhood, adolescent time for most of us. And what if we start to begin to look at it square in its face and realize, oh, it's time for this to turn around. Here's a great question. So let me ask you, what great benefit have you gotten from doubt, fear, and insecurity and depression? You know, have you gotten to a certain point of being in that pain and then all of a sudden, like, you know, someone knocks on your door and says, you're the winner. You know, you've dealt with pain and doubt the longest. I haven't come across it at all.
No, no.
I wish it was the truth. So why are we handcuffing our own selves without even realizing it by our own internal mindset? And most of us, we don't have the language or the technology, the tools that we're talking here, we're beginning to talk here today, for to turn these around. And most people, like I'm called into the schools to help social-emotional learning and with suicidal ideation. And one thing, two things I'll say here with that real quick is when the counselor or the principal starts sharing with me about this student, especially if they were suicidal or suicidal ideation, instantly what I'm starting to think outside of helping them and be empathetic to their story in me is going, what is their genius that's lying inside of them that they're not being supported on?
Yeah, oh boy. Wow. That's powerful right there. That's powerful.
And every single person who has gone down that pathway, I have found them to have some incredible talent that they don't believe in themselves or their world is not supporting them. So that's something to look at and to realize it's not what it appears to be. Things are asking us to strive to our strengths and come to live in an exalted life. And I'm not saying it's easy, Vince. I'm not, this you just kind of say it and do this. But I'm saying the steps that we're beginning to touch on here in our conversation, they work very quickly. I mean, when I work with golfers, and they're putting on the 18th hole to win a championship, I got to work with them in a system that in seconds they can turn that little nervous hand or sweaty palm that says, oh, they can't sink this putt, into turning it into confidence. And we do with the system that I share with folks. So it's real. And yet it's also look at the level of the difficulties and the tension, the challenges in our life is equal to the strength that's lying within us.
Now,
look at it that way.
Look at the website is, you have several, but Champion Your Inner Game. Think about it, folks, your inner game, all the thoughts and things that run through your mind. Makiba, talks about this all the time, too. If you would just stop for a second and think about what you're thinking about, you would be surprised at how negative it can be if you don't get a hold of it. And so, I mean, that's what this is all about, this champion, your inner game. In the few minutes that we have left, you want to talk about your system a little bit, and then perhaps there are some out here who would like to get in touch with you and those kinds of things.
For sure. First off, too, thank you for that, Vince. And I just want to honor you and Makiba for the work you're doing, for especially bringing this to the Black culture and to help people and break down the stigma. And I've been loving listening to your podcast, and I'm just wishing you more and more success. Makiba is amazing and wonderful.
Yes.
And all the topics you're discussing. So, keep on going. It's like let's shift this around. The other thing I want to say too is, as a resource for people to check out on YouTube, what's called ACE, or called Adverse Childhood Experiences, and there's a video by Nadine Burke Harris, a YouTube video of a TEDx talk, and she talks about the childhood experiences, the emotions that we're dealing with in our home and growing up. And if we don't deal with them and turn them around, they end up decades later into physical, life-threatening illnesses. And so this emotional thing, this something that is so etheric, we can't touch it, but we feel it, does have damaging effects or very positive influences in our life. So, kind of quickly share about the system a little bit more is, first is discovering that nature of the doubt. That's when we kind of observe what I was sharing earlier, like that it's actually positive, not negative. Then we accept that gift of the doubt, that we just say, oh, you showed up. You showed up to help me, to get my attention. Then we need to start reframing our thinking to stop biting into that kind of negative spiraling and that heaviness that comes along. And then the next step is we decode your feelings there's a phrase that is used in the system to instantly start transforming those heavy feelings, and they start to diminish and then neutralize. And then the last part is anchor our intentions, because what is it that we're yearning for? And that's the place where we put in like the affirmation. That's why for some people who use affirmations and don't work others, because you have to clear out the pathway, right? You have to, if in a garden, you got to clear out all the overgrowth that's weeds there and stuff, before yes. you plant your seed.
Yes.
Then you plant your seed and boom, it takes off. And so, you know, I'm just highlighting these things. If anyone is interested and goes to the website and sees more information and would love to find out more about this, Vince, I would love to have the opportunity to talk with them and do a, you know, complimentary discovery session with them and just 20, 30 minutes of just hearing what's going on. And at the end of it, we'll definitely come up with action steps to help them turn those doubts around and fears, anxiety, performance anxiety, depression, any of those things. And wow. you can simply email me at carry@championyourinnergame.com, and that's C-A-R-Y, carry@championyourinnergame.com. I'm so passionate about this because I was a shy kid. I hardly spoke, Vince, till I was 13.
I read about that.
You know, so my life has completely transformed. My father used to call me Mumbles, you know. And so that's why I'm so passionate, because I know the transformation that I have made and others are making every day to shift their reality. And my yearning in my heart is to help anyone who is in that kind of discomfort or pain and says, I've had enough, you know, I want out of this war. And check it out. If you're ready, it's really not that hard to turn it around. It's just new.
The website again is championyourinnergame.com, and you can email him at carry@championyourinnergame.com. I'm going to put it on our social media to let folks know, Carry, because I just feel confident and I feel good about referring people to someone who I know has our true best interests. You know, it's not just about making more money or doing this or that. It's conquering your inner self, as you say, you know, and making it the best, making yourself to be the best person that you can be. And I'm just glad to have you as a friend, and I'm glad to be able to bring you out here on Black Mental Matters to talk to the Black community and whoever else is listening. I don't have no problem with white folks. We know that. You know, I love them. I love everybody. So, man, this is just a great time and a great show. Carry Valentine, thank you so much, man, for your time. And all I can say to you, like you always say to me, whether I call or we're hanging up, aloha.
Aloha, yes. And mahalo, Vince, for having me on the show. I'm really, really honored to have this conversation and to be on your show. So thank you so much.
Thank you, my brother. God bless.